Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app, and you can also be part of the conversation today at 850-437-1620. And right now, Tara and Kelly are joining me from Santa Rosa Animal Services. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to be like, of Florida. We know, we know. How are you both doing?
Doing really well, actually.
Yeah, doing good.
I hear you have a full house.
We do. There's just animals everywhere, and we've got them in our offices. We're so full. We've got, you know, we try to spoil as many of them as we can, but we're kind of outnumbered right now.
Which I would say would be a good thing if you were at home with these pups and you had a space for them all.
Yes.
But when they're in the shelter, we need folks that are listening to stop by and check out these pups. And there's some kittens, but really right now you're overloaded with pups.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a pretty wild season. You know, we've almost had more puppy litters than we've had kitten litters this year, which is kind of not the norm.
Yeah, it's turning a little bit.
Yeah, it's highly unusual. We've had puppies all throughout the year, whereas normally there's kind of a quiet season, but we didn't really get a quiet season this year. So we've got some really cute adoptable puppies at the moment, but we also have a lot of great adult dogs that are already house trained, good with cats, dogs, kids. So anything someone's looking for, I think we can accommodate them.
That's a good option. I know a lot of people sometimes worry, I have a pet already in the house or I have children, and sometimes they think, oh, I'm going to go with a puppy. But the training and the learning curve for that sometimes is so much greater than if you have an adult dog that's kind of already been through that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even just, you know, when you look at an older dog, you know, 10 plus years old, they don't need to be in a kennel. They need to be on someone's couch or in your lap. And, you know, there's just better options out there. So, you know, and if you can't, you know, make the full commitment to adopt, fostering is an amazing way to make that happen. It's kind of like a test drive.
Right.
You know, you can kind of see what you like and what they like. And, you know, because you don't really get a real good picture when you're at the kennels where it's all chaotic and loud and everything. You know, fostering, you know, if you're in the military and you know you're only going to be around for the next year or so, it's a fantastic way to get that companionship and then no long-term commitment, because then you can, you know, get the next dog adopted out and maybe take on another one after that.
Right.
And if you've got teenagers, at least something will be happy to see you when you walk in the door.
That is a great, great point. Your kids might be like, meh. But the pet's going to be like, hello. I think that's one of the other things, too, is sometimes when people aren't ready to adopt, fostering is really great because you're giving that animal love. Mm-hmm. They're not cooped up. They're getting exercise. And you're also getting them ready for their next home.
Absolutely.
So I think that's super great. I mean, even if, you know, sometimes people are ready, but sometimes just doing the fostering is such a great help.
And then, like our senior citizens, so many of them are just lonely, you know, and fostering is a great way for a senior citizen just to have some companionship, because then you don't have to worry about, well, what happens if something happens to me, you know. You know, it's very low committal on that point, and so at least they've got something that can, you know, keep them company, keep their lap warm, you know, and give them something to look forward to.
Or if you're my mom, give them something to complain about. I'm just kidding.
Oh, absolutely.
She has a pet that my son got her, and she absolutely loves him. His name is Tiger. And he gets her up at certain times at night, and just it's so good for her. Mm-hmm. So good. Because as you get older, sometimes your friends are passing away, and yeah, you don't have that same group, and sometimes your loved ones move away. So having that pet just helps keep you going.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely would check out santarosa.fl.gov. And I just made my way to the adopt button. I'm outing myself. And they're just, these pups are gorgeous. I mean, there's some cute kitties, but these pups are amazing. So I definitely would encourage anyone to check it out. And what are your hours for people to be able to come in?
So adoption hours are 11:30 until 4:30, Monday through Friday, except for Wednesdays we are there late until 6:30. And then Saturdays we're open 10 until 3:30. And then we also have sometimes some events going on throughout the weekend. And if you look on our Facebook page, that will tell you the dates for those. So if you're not able to come to the shelter, or some people get a little overwhelmed at the shelter, So you can come catch us at an event. This Friday we'll be at Alyssa's from 10 till 12 with some puppies. So that's a good way to maybe go do some shopping, support local business, and maybe adopt a puppy.
I mean, Alyssa's is amazing.
Yes, you can go shop and get some cool stuff and then come out and see the puppies.
For sure. Wow. There's no excuse not to go, for sure, this weekend. That is so great. Let's talk a little bit about the adoption process, because I know sometimes people are like, oh, it's, you know, they get overwhelmed and they think it's more difficult than it is.
Yes, it's very easy, actually. So we have what we call it's open adoptions. So we make the barriers very low so that anybody can adopt as long as they feel like it's a good match for them. We try to have, instead of like a checklist, we try to have conversations with the adopters to see if it's a good fit. And once you find the pet that you're interested in, you basically fill out some paperwork. We go over their medical with you. We just have a conversation, make sure it's a good fit. And if you're ready to sign on board, then you do a little paperwork. You can take them home that same day. If they're not altered yet, we allow you to take them home the same day as a foster to adopt. So that way you can go ahead and get them acclimated to your home. And you just bring them back for their spay and neuter. So that's a really great way to get them early and get them in the home, get them used to everything. And then you just come back for the surgery, and that's all included in the adoption. So it's a great package. It's literally hundreds of dollars of veterinary care for $25 for dogs and $10 for cats.
It amazes me. It's so much the cost here to adopt an animal is so economical, honestly. When I adopted a pet for my mom years ago, I mean, I paid over $300 to adopt. So, you know, if not, you know, I know we're in times where it's difficult money wise, but that is such a reasonable price when you look at it.
And when you look at how much has been done, I mean, they're microchipped, they are fixed, they are fully vetted. If they came in with heartworms, they're being treated for it, and that's all under us, you know. And even with the fostering, we take the brunt of everything. If you foster a litter of kittens, we're supplying you with the formula or the food or whatever it is that you need. So, you know, we take on the big chunk of it. We just need people with thumbs that can, you know, say, hey, I'm the one for you, and, you know, come get these babies out of our care so that they can be in a home.
Right. It's basically free love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really, really is. That is so great. We're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, but maybe I noticed that you have a lost and found button, and I personally want to learn more about that. I'm sure other people want to know more about that too, but tell me about the lost and found page and your program for that.
Well, our stray hold is 3 days. And so anytime we get called out to an animal that's, you know, in a parking lot or, you know, left behind or running the streets, you know, as long as it's not in the non-leash law area, I think we've gone over that a couple of episodes before. But if it meets the criteria to come in, we hold on to them for 3 days, and we're trying earnestly to look for the owners. We're making Facebook posts. We're, you know, talking to the neighbors where we find them at, you know, trying to figure out where these dogs come from. And then after that 3 days, then we're putting them up for adoption, you know, that type of a thing. We put them through our behavioral checks and make sure that they're a solid animal, you know, not just, you know, willy-nilly, just let anything else out the door. And so after that, they're being marketed as being adoptable family, you know, pets.
And people can actually go to the site or on your Facebook page if they've lost their pet to see if you may have them as well.
Absolutely.
So don't freak out at first. Call or go to the page. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with my friends Tara and Kelly.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. You want to be part of the conversation? 850-437-1620. I'm playing a little Money, Money, Money by ABBA because I'm going to tell you it's very reasonable to adopt a pet, and I think that everyone should consider it for sure. You don't have to worry about money, 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 right?
That's right.
Great. I want to talk about the microchipping that you do. Or the importance of it.
Right. Well, the microchipping, I think some of the misconceptions with microchipping is that you can just track down your animal, you know, from an app, you know, with a microchip. And that's not the case. It's not a GPS locator. So a microchip is about the size of a piece of rice, and it's injected underneath the skin. And we have scanners on our trucks. In Santa Rosa County, our amazing firefighter stations, they've got scanners there. So if it's after hours, they'll scan it for you, give you the number. Then you can go online and look it up to see maybe if you can figure out where the animals live. And that's the most amazing part about them is that if they've been chipped and it's up to date, they don't even need to go to the shelter. We just take them straight home.
Oh, that's so
great.
You
know, and that's just one better thing. You know, I'd much rather my dog spend the rest of its days on the couch than waiting for me to get off work until you know, get home. So these microchips are fantastic, and it's not just cats and dogs. You know, horses are microchipped.
Oh, wow.
They're starting to microchip, you know, reptiles, you know, some of the bigger ones, you know, that type of a thing. It's getting more and more common, and so that's just that much faster we can get these lost animals home because we don't just deal with cats and dogs with animal services.
Right. That's so great. I mean, I don't know how long it's been going on for, but I know that when it first started out, everyone's like, we're going to microchip my animal, but it's a lifesaver.
Absolutely.
On so many levels.
Well, especially in a storm-ridden state like, you know, Florida is, you know, a summer storm can be way more volatile than a hurricane can be. So people's fences get knocked down, windows get busted out, you know, or just, you know, kids are home right now. They're out for school, you know.
Right.
And so what do? They leave the doors open because that's what kids do. And so then the animals go take off, and then we have to try to figure out where they belong after that.
And I get scared when there's a storm. So if I was a pet, I mean, I'm going to run.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I have the opportunity, I might run or hide.
Absolutely.
So you are extremely full right now. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, in this day and age, we understand economics are hitting everybody hard. So people are dumping more and more animals. And it's not just, you know, the usual suspects. It's not, you know, just a certain group of people or a certain breed of dog. It is everything and everybody. You know, we have everything from huskies to doodles to dobies. You know, you name it, we've got it usually. And these dogs are amazing. They're beautiful animals. But the families are having to make the choice between putting food on their table or putting food in their bowl. And, you know, it's not right, but they do it.
Right.
You know, they dump them, and they usually dump them in a more affluent neighborhood because
yep.
they think that they're going to be able to have the money to afford to take care of their animals. So you can see the intent behind it. It's not, like I said, it's not right, but you can see what's going on. And it's just times are hard right now.
Yeah, it's hard. And sometimes people are embarrassed to seek out the resources where they could bring their dog somewhere
well, and,
for somebody
and every
else.
Every shelter and every rescue is full.
Right.
So it's not like there's, you know, a whole lot of options other than asking for help at food banks or that type of thing to keep going until something gives somewhere. Right.
And you see a lot of that because your role at the shelter.
Right. I'm an animal control officer, so I'm, you know, out on the road, you know, and I'm dealing with, you know, John Q. Public and, you know, dealing with the neighbor's dogs running into the yard, killing the chickens, or, you know, the dog running along I-10 and I'm playing Frogger out in the middle of, you know, of the highway. You know, there's lots of things that I do that when the shelter's full, it's not like we can make more kennels. And here I show up to the shelter and I've got a truck full of animals and they just look at me like, oh God,
here she comes. She's coming again.
And so, you know, and people like Tara, they're like, okay, let's scramble. So they're looking for those fosters and they're trying anything that they can do to get those animals out of the shelter because we're a, you know, no-kill shelter. We're not going to just kill for space.
Right.
And that's one of the biggest things is that the public wanted us to be a no-kill shelter and we're doing everything we can do to that, but we can't make more kennels.
Right.
So that's where we need the public's help in, you know, stepping up and fostering and opening up those kennels so that we can take in more because it's going to take a village. It's not just us, and we're so outnumbered. We just desperately need the public's help and assistance in this.
That's right. And you can help by being a foster. You can help by volunteering and coming in and just walking mm-hmm. These pets or spending time with them even.
Absolutely.
We don't want to be cooped up inside. Can you imagine, you know, how a pet might feel? So you can definitely do that. And also, you can give. And I know that sometimes it's hard to ask for more or give more, but I always look for a habit I want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. So if I'm spending X amount of dollars on too much soda or coffee that month, I just start giving that amount each month. And sometimes you can do a subscription where it's it renews each month and they just draw it out of your bank account. It's very,
awesome.
Very easy. And one of the things that I think is amazing about this area in general is not other states have this same connection. When there's animal control, they're not going, you know, they don't have a partnership where they have, you know, a county or a city, a place to take them. They're going off to other places. And sometimes, like you said, they're not going to a place that makes that commitment to their community to be no kill. So
Absolutely.
This is such an amazing area to be in.
We have some really fantastic citizens that are super supportive of the shelter. And so in addition to the volunteers and the fosters, we have some people that can't give their time, so they give either monetary donations or they send stuff in. So we have some people who send in regular donations of dog food, toys, and that really helps to keep us running because then we can take those funds that we may have used to, you know, buy food and focus on a medical case or something like that. So it really does make a difference. Every little area that people can help really puts us in a better position for the pets.
And there's a wish list that I'm looking at right now. You can click. So if you go to give and your left-hand side, there's a bunch of different ways to give, but there's a wish list and you can click on an Amazon wish list. How easy is that? You can click on it, purchase the item, and it will go right to
Yeah, it'll deliver right to us. You don't even have to leave you can stay in your pajamas and order something and we will get it. And it really helps out. We get donations and often that way and it's a huge help for us. And we try to update that regularly. So sometimes you'll see something odd on there and it's for maybe for a specific animal. For example, we might put a slow feeder on there for a dog that, you know, we're trying to regulate their diet. And then maybe next time it's KMR because we need a lot of kitten milk. So it can vary. And it's just there's small items and large items on there. So any way you can help is great.
Great. We're going to take a break. But while we're on break, I encourage everybody to go to the website, check out the wish list.
People ask me almost every day, why are you doing this? This is Steve Strohberger. The answer is, it's time for a change. Our county commissioners are making decisions that benefit themselves, not the citizens of this county. Change, that would mean meetings open for voters' input. Decisions not predetermined by the commission before the vote. Yes, we need change. I'm Steve Stroberger. Now I would be honored to serve you, and I humbly ask for your vote.
Paid political advertisement by Steve Stroberger, Republican for County Commissioner, District 1.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, and we have been talking with my friends about adopting, fostering, supporting the Santa Rosa Animal Service Shelter. And one of the things that you can do, and this, I'm sure the conversation has happened often around the dinner table. Why hasn't my neighbor spayed or neutered their pet? That is the number one thing that you can do to help. It's so important. I mean, Bob Barker said it. If you want to keep the pet population down, make sure that you do that. Is that a service that they can do through you, or just we want to encourage people to do that?
Yes, we just want to encourage people to do that. And I know sometimes it can be extremely expensive, and that's been a problem here of lately with the, you know, with economics and things. But there are a lot of low-cost options now. There's actually a clinic in Baker, which is not far from here. They have very reasonable rates. So there are options for people. If you thought you couldn't afford it, call us. We can give you those details, because that's the most important thing you can do as a pet owner.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in. I also want to just say, if you have an upcoming birthday, whether you're an adult or a child, go to the wish list for Amazon. Collect those items. Bring your child in. They love to give. You can also always start a Facebook fundraiser as well. And if somebody wants to give the amount of what age you're going to be this year.